FTR Mobile.
4FWX Mobile.
4FWX. Boy, that's a long one. And I'm 72, so it'll be hard to remember. This is N0TR. My name's Tom, and it's shorter call. Good afternoon.
How are you today?
Finer and Frobe here split three ways. Can you beat that?
Actually, I'm heading back to work, so I'm counting down the minutes to the end of the day.
Be using them four-letter words on the repeater, W-O-R-K. I'm retarded. I'm retired. A little both. Oh, the wife and I are just going down to drop off some tilapia to the daughter down here south of 14 and Pelham. We're right down here by GSP Airport, runway 04. How's your day going?
Too bad. It's finally starting to warm up a little bit. I'm down in Anderson. I think it was about 22 when I left the house this morning.
Yeah, we're a little bit north. I wish this guy could make up his mind which lane he wants. We're a little bit north of Lake Cunningham and between that and Lake Robinson. So we're in the northern part of the county too, right at the edge of the mountains, you might say, within about 10 miles. And it's always colder there by a few degrees than it is downtown Greenville. We were 27, and we lived in Kansas 62 and a half years, and it was cold up there. I didn't catch your name. Go ahead.
Blake, B-L-A-K-E.
It's nice to meet you this afternoon. And what do you do for an occupation?
Archery retail store down here at Anderson. So I work on bows and crossbows and arrows and all sorts of archery hunting stuff.
Wow. Well, my great nephew is a big bow hunter, and a lot of my friends back in Kansas were. And that's really the technology has evolved, shall we say. Now, if you can believe this, and if you can't, I have the newspaper article. I had a friend that was a police officer up in Kansas. His name was Dennis Jameson, and he shot a 29-point buck with a recurve, I think you call it, or was it a longbow release? Anyways, it wasn't a compound bow. And then his brother shot a 27-pointer, which he got a great deal of money out of when he sold it to Cabela's, but that's been quite a number of years back.
You're looking for a trophy deer. Kansas is one of the hot spots to go to.
You got one last year, looked like a horse. They're getting up around that 300-yard mark, 300-pound mark. And you know, that's big for whitetails, but I was surprised. I got a picture in my phone here of a deer that my son-in-law, he hunts Michigan and Wisconsin, and this year he had an elk tag, but he passed an elk on the first day because it wasn't big enough, and then they got another shot, and then that big snowstorm hit, and they had to get out of there before they got locked in. But that one that Hal's buddy shot up there. Hal went back home for Thanksgiving dinner early, and his friend shot one, and oh my, I didn't realize that Michigan had some big deer.
Michigan and Wisconsin are both known for really big-bodied deer, and they have a very short firearm season. It's pretty much all archery, so they do have a chance to grow up.
They are. Well, that's good. When I was a boy, back in the 50s and early 60s, there was no deer in Kansas, period, except if you went way out west. I think there's some mule deer up in the northwest, but I'm not sure of that. But we didn't have any whitetail, and now they're so thick, they've become a nuisance. My nephew, he still owns my wife's sister's and brother-in-law's farm back there, 135 acres, and they went back there to hunt this year. They drove from Boston back down there. Unfortunately, Brendan saw a huge deer, but he didn't have a shot at it. And he's a real sportsman. He wouldn't take a shot if it wasn't a decent shot. Well, I think it's amazing how far they can shoot those things now. Now, that 129-pointer that Dennis shot, he said, Tom, he said, that was the only deer in my life that I ever, only buck that he ever shot at, that he ever got a second shot at. And he said it ran out about 35 yards. He was shaking so bad he missed it. And he come back and he shot it at 11 yards. And it's in Pope and Young or Boone and Crockett. I don't know. He shot it with a bow.
35 yards is a long shot with a traditional bow. 11's more like it.
This is N0TR. Well, Blake, what kind of velocity do they get out of those compound bows now? I know they're over 100 pound full.
Compound bows typically are, you know, in that 50, 60, 70 pound range, and you're going to get anywhere from 260 to 320 feet per second with a real setup. Of course, the ratings are a lot higher than that. They boost the numbers up and make them look a lot better than they actually are. Now, your crossbows are over 100-pound pull, and those are getting up over 400 feet a second now.
To me, back in Kansas, that the only time you could use a crossbow was during rifle season. I don't know if that still holds or not.
Legislation in South Carolina probably 10, 15 years ago allowing crossbows to be used during the archery season, and more states have signed on to that over the last 5 years or so. Kansas, I'm not sure of.
Well, I don't see anything wrong with that. I think that's probably a good thing. But I'm too old and too beat up. I couldn't get a deer out if I shot it. So I got a game camera down the back of our property, and I see deer cross it all the time, and some fair-sized bucks. There's a six-pointer down there. And I saw a coyote the other day that was, I think, as big a coyote as I ever seen. I used to hunt those up in Kansas, but as I got older, I hunted them with a camera and a telephoto lens. But when I was younger, we hunted them with high-powered rifles. And they even had clubs that would drive them and shoot them with four buck out of a shotgun. They were so thick that it was becoming a problem for livestock.
I'm in the same boat. I don't. I've got some health issues that keep me out of the woods. So I enjoy watching them, and I keep some trail cameras out. I've got a 2-year-old son, so we like to watch him out the back window eating breakfast every morning.
That's wonderful. Yeah, I really enjoy the wildlife. We had a fox come up there the other night, and then there's one coyote. I feel sorry for him, so anytime we have chicken bones, or if they get near my HF antennas, the gray squirrels go to that thick squirrel heaven in the sky. And I take them down there and lay them on a log, and the coyote will come up there and eat them. Now, ironically, there's a family of three raccoons, and they also will eat them.
What do you have more fun doing, talking on the radio or shooting squirrels?
Well, that's a pretty close comparison there. I don't have a screen on my bathroom in the back bedroom, and I can see out there about 90 yards. So you figure that one out, Blake.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Well, I'm pulling back up here at the shop. I'm going to have to hop off of here. I just figured I'd check in on my ride back in from lunch. But I do recognize your voice. I've heard you talking in the evenings on my way home around 4:30 or 5. So maybe we'll cross paths a little bit later.
Yeah, Blake, jump in there with us. The guys have got a nice group of folks on this repeater. And my record so far this year is I have a target down there, and it has a quarter-inch steel plate behind it and a piece of plywood in front of it, and the plate's angled down. And there are three newing trees, I guess you call them, and some targets down there. Okay, clear on the traffic, Bernice. And I shot one off the top of that the other day at 84 yards because he was near my super loop. And I got him in the head, didn't I?
Yes.
Usually they got to be up close by the antennas where they terminate and that. Now, I used to eat a lot of squirrels back in Kansas, but not down here. These little tree rats, they don't even moan up to a nice fox squirrel. See you later, Blake. Have a good day. Nice talking to you. This is N0TR clear.
KO4FWS clear.
BYU, Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Yankee uniform. I'm mobile and sitting in front of the Harley-Davidson shop down here in Greenville. I heard you guys talking about shooting squirrels. The only good tree rat's a dead tree rat.
Yeah, I don't have much use for them. And I pride myself in one shot, one kill. And they if they get up within 35 yards around them coaxial cables, they're messing with their, shall we say, lifespan.
Things that are black and round, I had some garden hoses, and they decided that there's water in there and started chewing holes in my garden hoses. I've caught them up on my roof, and the last thing I want is a tree rat up in my attic. So I got a pellet rifle, a 177 caliber, and I can take them out pretty good up to about 25 yards, but much out of there, the pellet rifle won't kill them.
Roger. But, you know, back in Kansas, I had quite a bit of experience with that, and I had a real good pellet rifle. Wasn't as accurate as I wanted because I used to shoot 22-250 and that on a bench rest with a Winchester Model 70 and a nice scope and a two-stage trigger and whatnot. But they shoot really good. But I found that the 20 caliber and the 22 caliber is much, much exponentially more effective on things of that size. We had a pigeon problem at our other plant, and they let me go down there and eradicate that problem on the weekends when nobody was working. And boy, those 20 calibers are bad news.
Hear my wife now. What? You need another rifle?
I think I've heard that before somewhere. Bernice, do you?
Yes.
She's been with me 52 years, and she pretty well knows me.
Sorry, the wife say, what do you mean you need a new radio? What's the matter with the 25 you already got?
You're really stepping on some nerves here now. You're going to get me in trouble. You're going to be washing dishes before long.
You should do that. Now, dishwashing, I mean, I've got a good dishwasher, but she's down in Florida visiting her dad right now.
And I bet you a $20 bill you wouldn't say that if she was sitting beside you.
You could bet $100 and win that one.
Mine would get a bad case of closed pores as we sit back up in Kansas. Well, I rinse the dishes off. My wife tells me not to do that, but I can't put them in the dishwasher without doing that. And what's the use of doing that? But that's the way I am. Anyways, well, it's great talking to you, and we'll catch you down the line. I remember Blake, and I don't think I caught this gentleman's name. Did you, Bernice? And so give me your name as you sign off. I'll try to remember you and jump in here anytime. And hope you have a great holiday coming up. We're down here at the Daughters now. This is NZERO-TR 73.
Dad, the name's James Isbell. I'm pretty sure we've talked before quite a few months ago. I've been out for a while. I had knee surgery done 2 months ago, and I've just now got back to work this week. And so I was always getting on the radio here while I waited on time to go into the snake ranch over here at GE. And I know we've talked before. My wife was born in Emporia, and her whole family's from the Kansas area out there. Hopkins was their name. And like I said, my name's James Isbell, Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Yankee uniform. I'm clear. 73's to you.
And James, our daughter has worked for GE for 15 years. She's still down there, and she has an Oktoberfest every year. I don't know if you know her or not.
It's possible. I work in the maintenance group, so I tend to be all over the building. I know a lot of the people out here know my name because they call her for me to come fix their machines, but a lot of them I can't remember all of them. There's a mess of people out here.
Oh, Roger. Well, James, she's up in the office, and she's a polymer engineer, but anymore she just juggles money, and I don't know how to explain what her position is, some kind of senior engineering or something, but I worked maintenance in a large machine shop for 32 years, then in a wheel plant for 4 years, and in a printing plant for a year. Electrical and electronic maintenance, and so we got a lot in common, James. I just thought I'd throw that out there. Her name's not easy to forget. It's Funke, F-U-N-K-E. It's Amy, and she's a dandy. I don't think she goes into the shop much anymore, though. Have a good day, James. This is NZERO-TR.
Sir, it's good talking with you again, and I'll see if you're on tomorrow when I come over here. I usually sit over here for about 30-40 minutes waiting for time to go into work and smoke my last cigarette or two before I have to go in here, and they won't let me smoke in there. Anyhow, have a wonderful day. Y'all have a great Christmas upcoming, and God bless you, and God bless America. 4 BYU standing by.